Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We were doing marketing in our previous episode, and we want to kind of carry this further. As you know, I provided a citation from my first book and from the Mobius Strip Press website regarding society. And that epiphany helped me kind of prepare for today. I think it's important. And I think that is something that it's lost. I mean, the reason why we, as a society, we no longer value liberty is because we don't care about holding people accountable and making sure people are responsible for their actions. So, what are we to do? Well, we're going to talk about that as we get into some of the marketing today. And of course, there's a little bit of sarcasm with that. But anyway, as you know, the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show that cares about you and how you can save your liberties if you care about them. They're not hard to save. And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, it does take some money. It takes a little effort. But you can do this. I am sure you are more than capable of standing up and confronting your boss about a pay raise. I'm sure that you're more than capable about selling yourself and getting a job. Lots of people have gotten employed lately. We can all take a stand, stand up, stand for ourselves. And more importantly, let's take a stand for our posterity and preserve the liberties that they deserved. Let it not be stated in the annals of history that this was the generation that failed to do the little necessary, because it will become a known thing regarding Republic Review. There are... We have just actually, as a matter of fact, it'll be this week or next, and I don't like talking about these things, but I haven't said anything, but I will say this, that at the Constitution Party's event in Pittsburgh, there will be some buzzing going on regarding Republic Review amongst the Constitution Party. The Constitution Party didn't take any time in making any, you know, let's say challenges. They recognized, I would like to think that that's what it was. And these, you know, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes that supposedly are, you know, champions for something. I mean, can you go into a, let me come up with a good metaphor. Can you go into a good chocolate factory and tell them about the, you know, the secrets of, you know, chocolate making or so? I mean, it's what they do, right? Well, I have been quoted as stating and asserting that the Constitution Party doesn't have the monopoly on the Constitution. And that's why we've gotten the Republican Party in Wyoming to actually stand up, do these resolutions and so forth. Not sure if I made that public, but I guess I just did, didn't I? Anyway, the Constitution Party nationwide is going to start, I don't want to say they're going to promote this, but they're taking a position that this is the direction forward. If you understand how the Constitution is that one common ground that every patriot should be standing on, you don't need to worry about these stupid little personal petty things like abortion and all these other things. If we get compliance to the Constitution, then it's our job to ensure that you can then go down this path of protecting and preserving life, protecting and preserving health, healthcare, and those types of things from centralized government. The problem is that the federal government or the general government is engaged and involved in so many things that they have no constitutional authority and jurisdiction over that the sky is the limit. These aren't just, you know, casual words I'm saying here, folks. The federal government has no jurisdiction. If it is not enumerated in that constitution, then they have no business meddling with it. And those aren't my words. Those are George Nicholas's words. For those of you who have listened to the show long enough, when we went through the ratification debates, George Nicholas clearly stated, if it is not enumerated, they can't meddle with it. Madison clearly, he was the most succinct in saying the federal government has been delegated certain objects and with which is where their jurisdiction extends. And that is all. And I'm paraphrasing. And John Marshall said the exact same thing. He said that if they create a law that is not within the enumerated powers, let's say homosexual marriage, is that within the enumerated powers that the federal government has say over marriage? No. Do you want to amend the Constitution and give them that power? No. Then they have, and the Supreme Court is supposed to rule these things unconstitutional because there is no enumerated power. These are the words of John Marshall. Now, these aren't just words. These are legally binding words, my friends. Because when they were selling the Constitution to Virginia and the rest of the states, the words that were used to convince the states to buy into this, they're legally binding. If a salesman sells you something and he convinces you by using a lot of promises, and you have those promises in writing, those promises are legally binding. However the contract is termed and defined during those negotiation processes to get you to sign on that dotted line, well, you've got it, folks. It's legally binding. And so all of these words I've been saying, they're just not, you know, whimsical words that I'm pulling out of thin air. These are the words that were stated by the framers. Moving on, that listen line number, because you don't want to miss these shows, but this is the marketing time. This is the fun time, because this is when GR gets a chance to use sarcasm and laugh a bit and so forth. Anyway, our call-in line so that you can listen instead of stream is 605-562-4209. Next week, we're going to be putting our heads down and we're going to be plowing forward and we're going to go over the cod fishery bounties of 1792 when Madison mops the floor with Livingston regarding using the general welfare clause or the general defense and welfare clause of the Constitution for justifying giving money out to the cod fisheries of New England for bounties just to help stimulate their market. George Washington, we're also going to get into his farewell address this coming week. We're going to go through it part by piece, paragraph by paragraph, however you want to call it. And we're going to highlight the very specific parts that we cannot ignore. He talks about the parties. He talks about the amendment process. And as a matter of fact, the little history behind that is that when George Washington was coming to the end of his first term, he went to Madison with a request, and Madison basically wrote his speech. Supposedly, those who have been trying to elevate the maniacal Alexander Hamilton, well, they say that because Madison and Jefferson had a falling out, or not Madison, Jefferson, Madison and Washington had a falling out, that Washington chose not to use that. When we go through this language, I am here to tell you that Alexander Hamilton would not have used those words. There's no way he would have recommended the amendment process to the Constitution. He was all in favor of a centralized, all-powerful central government, that they could do anything and everything that they wanted to do. He was trying to create more of a British government than the limited and defined government that Madison and the rest of the framers created. And so, with that, we will be covering that in the next week. Now, one of the things I just want to brush on, because I haven't done this for a couple of days, other than really lightly covering this, we have a sponsor called Red State Coffee. We would ask that you consider going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and click on that link, go check out, get 1 pound, or I think whatever it is, 12 ounces, one bag. Get one bag of either beans or fresh ground, and you call us up and let us know what you think. 425-270-5416. We would like to use you, our listeners, in promoting that coffee, if it is as good as I've been told. So anyway, I know it takes a long time to grow a show and to, you know, to get that involvement. But I will say this, that we have been on an uptick in our listenership. So we want to thank you for listening, and we want to let you know that that music means that we'll be going into a break. So we'll have these two promos, and we will come right back with some marketing for you to dive into. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my 3 C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Well, so where was I? Oh, that's right. I was thanking you for tuning in. We've actually, if you actually look at TalkStream Live and you actually look at where we rank, we've moved up in the rankings consistently. We're staying up there consistently. I realize that, you know, there are different ways of measurements, but paying the $3,000 a month for your market share, and as a matter of fact, for national market share, it's pretty expensive. But anyway, it's a good gauge as well as looking at other pullers, or I should say IPs that are streaming or pulling data off of the Red State Talk Radio servers and so forth. So we know that we're growing. We know that we are getting this message out. We just ask that you be a part of the growth of the message. That can be one thing that you can do. You can get the credit for turning on, I guess that's kind of a 60s term, but turning people onto the concept of auditing the Constitution, because it is a compact and it is under contract law more so than anything else. I mean, what do you do when your contract is being violated or your compact? Well, anyway, we'll get into the details and process of Republic Review later. We've done it before. We do it again. We go through the ratification debates. And, of course, I editorialize on the brilliance of these men. As a matter of fact, as these men humbly stated, that many of the things that they the thoughts and inspirations that they received, they attribute to the divine hand of providence. And not one has ever denied that. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why I think the progressive system, the education system, wants to do away with it, because its DNA comes from the divine, our Constitution and our Republic. The DNA of those two things come from the divine hand of providence. So anyway, as I was saying, and as I usually say at this time, you know, when I'm doing marketing, is as I've looked through the news, there is no sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers that they are exercising. What that means is that if we are going to obtain compliance, it is not going to be because they are going to roll over. They're not going to take it lightly. But the only entities that can actually stand up without having to use guns are the states. And so with that, we can just jump forward into one of my favorite topics, because I like railing on China. There is probably no greater evil nation in the world than China. Now, there are, you know, some theocracies. As a matter of fact, China ranks up just as very similar as a theocracy, because it is statocracy, because the religion is the state. And we're going to talk about religion and politics, because they are intertwined. Everybody's all upset because, or I should say, all the progressives are really upset, and they try to marginalize, they try to obfuscate the truth about the history of this republic and its Christian ties, its Christian heritage. As a matter of fact, here's an interesting note. Have you ever noticed that Mark Levin doesn't attribute the greatness of America to Christian enlightenment and how it drove American enlightenment? Anyway, there's way too many people that downplay Christianity. But anyway, my focus is about Hong Kong, not American Christianity. Apparently, China wants their cake and they want to eat it too, right? You know, the old adage. Earlier, China slammed NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's defense of free speech, canceling a basketball fan event and lashing out at him in the state-run press. As Apple was also warned, it could be the next Western firm to be punished for supporting, get this, democracy protesters in Hong Kong. I want you to understand that the concept of democracy is the turning of the water to hotter, to get it to boil. They start off with these, oh, we're a democracy. Next thing you know, as they get you to turn away from the constitutional Republican, hybrid constitutional Republican form of government that we have, move us towards mob rule democracy, get us into anarchy, and then the state comes in and they don't even care about democracy anymore. As a matter of fact, democracy goes out the window when the state takes over. So anyway, it seems like China likes using Apple products to spy on their minions, but they don't like the availability of apps that tracks the police in China, Hong Kong, and so forth. I find it kind of a little bit of a paradox or irony, right? Anyway, speaking of sports, and let me, you know, I'm going to bounce back and forth here a little bit, but let me get this straight. Rihanna turns down the Super Bowl performance. I don't know if it's this year, next year, whenever, because they seem to do that way out in advance. And she doesn't want to do this because she doesn't want to be a sellout, because she supports Kaepernick and the social justice or the communism that he is purporting, that we need a greater state. Well, I guess Ms. Moral High Ground has been anything but moral. And the fact is that the NFL seeking such a wretched entertainer as Rihanna just, it boggles my mind. This is just another indictment of the NFL and our society. How come the NFL fans are even letting or even think that this is a good idea? Apparently, we have this, like I said, if you want to do a litmus test, you go to these venues and these things like this, and you can see that they care more about the debauchery than anything else. And it's more about kicking down and taking apart those things that actually make America good, wholesome, and so forth. I'm just telling you, folks, if you want to start looking for good litmus tests in our society, the NFL is a great one. Here's another one. Because since we're indicting society, how about the PG&E employee? So I guess that's the Pacific Gas and Electric employee who got shot because the company he works for had a massive power outage. How about that? That's extracting justice for, you know, for the old hometown or for the community. Apparently, this happened, I guess, in Oakland, you know. Just the fact that it happened in California shouldn't surprise anybody. But what happens there is being exported, though, that paradigm and that parasitic attitude is going to creep into a state near you, into your community. Anyway, since I'm out on this, you know, sarcastic limb, if you haven't had enough hypocrisy, how about Biden, because I'm going to talk about Bernie as well, Biden jumping into the impeachment dance like he's, you know, some tropical bird showing his colors and feathers. Beautiful plumage. Anyway, I believe that when people do this, when they have blood on their hands and they jump into the political fray and say, "We want justice," and it's going to be hard for that not to come back around. What the heck is going on with Circus Maximus? Is Biden, I don't want to say he's taken a fall, but I think he's trying to move the rest of the left further to the left. And what I mean by that is we know that Bernie, which I'm going to give you my 2 cents on him, Bernie has made a big appeal to the youth. You know, those who want communism, those who want, you know, hardcore socialism, statism. Well, it seems like Biden has moved over, and those people who would have found, you know, hey, let's not brace communism. Let's embrace the moderate, you know, union kind of things that Biden represents. Well, if you haven't noticed, he's been going hardcore to the left as well. So what the heck is Biden's only job, and was Hillary's only job now, is to help convince people that they need to abandon the middle ground and move further to the left. If that's the case, then they are working harder and harder at polarizing the Democratic Party, because there's going to be those union workers that still kind of bleed red, white, and blue. they're going to abandon, and there's going to be the walk away movement is going to grow, if I'm correct on this. Now, here's my two cents on the aspect of Circus Maximus and Bernie himself, because Bernie was the poster child of communism or statism. Due to the fact that there is this underlying thing of the social justice, old white men, you know, it's hard to stomach them. Well, and in Bernie's case, with the fact that he's had these medical problems and these stints, I just think that he's walking a plank, and I don't believe he's going to be very viable. He may be a loud mouthpiece, but he is not going to be leading the left as it dives off the edge. We'll be right back after these two messages. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So when you hear the words hypocrisy, what comes to mind? Do as I say, not as I do? Or a double standard? How about the hypocrisy of the left paradigm, the mainstream media, the agenda and so forth? Let me give you this story. Have you ever heard of Henry Freese? Well, he's been in the news and he's really nobody other than he's probably just an ideologue that wants to help, because I haven't gotten into the stories and so forth. But again, these things take time to fully, get the facts out. It's just like with Snowden. Everybody thought this guy was a hero. He was doing this for principles and so forth, but it takes time to actually measure results, right? I mean, that's the fundamental fact of science. Results take time to measure. You just can't start smoking and expect that you're not going to have, a determination or a decision on its effects of your health if there's never been a study done. It takes time. And unfortunately, some things like that take time to where it's too late, right? Well, in this particular case, he's a Defense Intelligence Agency official, and he has been charged for leaking classified information to journalists. Now, we're talking about leaking, right? We're not talking about actual images and actual data and actual metadata and all that stuff that goes with it, the reports and all those types of things, right? We're just talking about this guy who had a top secret. His name's Henry Kyle Freese, who has a top secret government security clearance, and he has been accused of assessing classified intelligence reports and provided top secret information to a reporter with whom he was having a relationship. Now this has happened before, right? I mean, people have leaked to their girlfriends and so forth. I mean, this just recently happened. But what I want you to do is I want you to contrast what he did with regards to telling her information and what Hillary Clinton did with the formal setting up of her email server to handle her affairs at the Department of State, and even how they managed to, I mean, it's one thing to try to tell somebody and paraphrase classified information, and I'm not condoning that at all. But what Hillary did is far worse. So here's my advice to you, Mr. Freese. I think your defense ought to go in and use precedents, because we got that crappy thing in our legal system called case law and precedents, right? So go ahead and go in and say, look, Hillary Clinton got a pass. She did something far worse. I should be able, and the rest of us should be able to get a better pass or an equal pass as her, if justice is blind. As far as I'm concerned, we should hold Hillary to a higher standard. She knew, but because it was the ends to justify her means, remember, the ends justify the means, she had to do what she needed to do, and that's why the ideological left mainstream media has been spinning for her and defending her left and right. Now, this guy, boy, if he's a Republican, if he's a conservative or anything like that, and she's writing for a conservative newspaper, you know, they're going to want their pound of flesh plus out of him and her. But I don't think that's necessarily the case. How many real ultra-constitutionalist, classical liberals are there in the mainstream media? They're just all leftist ideologues, right? Well, anyway, there's also in the news regarding something that is absolutely unconstitutional. This really pisses me off, or it upsets me. How about that? When, you know, back when Obamacare passed and the Republicans were chanting, we got to repeal it, we got to repeal it, repeal, that slowly turned into repeal and replace, repeal and replace. We're going to do something better. And then the paradigm is, you know what, we want to have the best health care and that it's going to be government run. And that's Trump speaking because he doesn't know anything about the Constitution. Well, Medicare is now on the chopping block to be overhauled. And this, as you know, is unconstitutional government. Why are people not demanding this to be shut down? Now, I understand that there's been people that have been taxed with their Social Security and Medicare payments in creating this Ponzi scheme. But I'm here to tell you that we need to start chanting compliance. This is unconstitutional. Shut it down. Let the states deal with the ramifications and how they want to move this ball forward. This all has to go back to the states, and the federal government has to stop printing money and inflating our currency just so, you know, they can seem like they're doing a good thing when they're just selling us downriver and setting us up to be enslaved. I do not want my kids to be enslaved because I needed free pills, right? We have to start thinking about our posterity. And I'm not talking about honor deaths or anything like that. I am saying that this has to be moved back to the states. And if the states want this type of government, then the people will let them have it. If not, the people will replace them and say, get rid of this crap. It's that simple. This really isn't rocket science, folks. Now, one of the things I talked about, and I mentioned this earlier in this episode, and I spoke yesterday regarding accountability and responsibility. So here you go. In Mexico, at least 11 men were arrested after an angry mob tied a mayor to the back of a truck and dragged him through town on Tuesday this week. Prosecutors in southern Mexico said the violent incident occurred in Las Margaritas in the Mexican state of, now you know I'm really bad with words and pronouncing names and so forth, Chiapas, I think it's the state of Chiapas, anyway, earlier Tuesday when a group of 50 demonstrators arrived at a government building demanding money for municipal projects. And so, in other words, there were people that were, you know, doing work probably. I don't know the whole story on this, but apparently they had these public projects being done, and these people were probably doing work and they weren't getting paid, possibly. All I know is, let's just get one thing straight. Whether these guys were, you know, thugs demanding that they either have the work done, pay for the work, or what have you, let's get the one thing straight. We need to do the same thing, not necessarily drag our politicians behind the pickup truck. What I am saying is that we need to hold our politicians accountable to the oath of office that they're supposed to be supporting the Constitution. I would think, and you need to understand, they're doing far greater damage to you and I as they continually sell down their state, their county, and their constituents, so that they can, you know, sit at that seat of power and bamboozle people into saying, yeah, we're bringing you federal dollars so that we don't have to raise your taxes. Are you kidding me? Federal dollars comes at a much higher price. It's more federal. When the federal government starts taxing to do public works and what have you, the bureaucracy involved in that whole process is far worse than the states doing it. As I've been telling people, I've told people in Wyoming that when the federal government gets out of the business of doing all the things that they're doing, you know, Wyoming and some of these states will have to really look and say, what do we need to maintain the services that the people deserve and want? And so they may need to actually institute an income tax. But here's the thing. Would you rather pay a state income tax and have direct access to the bureaucracies to complain and get them shut down instead of the untouchable bureaucrats in D.C. and the federal income tax that comes along with that and the inefficiencies that come along with that as well? Now, we know government's inefficient. But I'm telling you that getting the federal government's hands out of our pockets has to be our job one. It has to be our priority. There is no greater threat to our liberties than a general government executing unlimited powers in a compact that has defined them to very specific powers and those powers only. That's why we're going to get into, and that's why we go through these things. But anyway, let me just kind of move forward and start off this new G. Edward Griffin, because there's a new law in California that bans medical exemptions for vaccines, putting thousands of vulnerable children in harm's way. The law prevents doctors from exempting children who are at risk of life-threatening reactions to vaccines. California is one of three states, including West Virginia and Mississippi, that reject exemptions for religious and philosophical reasons. Three women are seeking to place a referendum. And with that, I will have to finish this. But this is a huge movement, this anti-vaccine movement. And there are, on social media, there are lots of people that are coming to the pages of, you know, what they call medical health and health freedom and so forth. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. You understand that in a developed civil society, that when government comes along and takes away your liberties, they should be held liable. So in other words, if in this vaccine case, if your kids, or in the gun case, if all of a sudden the government comes along and says, because you are a domestic violent person, because you have one incident, we're taking your right to bear arms, even though that's unconstitutional. But if they take your right to defend yourself, I've said this before in a previous episode, if they take your right to bear arms, then they need to, whoever it was, whether it was the federal court, state court, county court, whomever, or all of the above, if they take your arms and something happens to where you are harmed and you could not defend yourself, you could not defend your home, your property, or what have you, then the government that took away your ability to defend yourself should be held liable for all damages rendered. And it's the same thing. All damages occurred or incurred by those children who are being vaccinated. I mean, I don't think a parent wants to see thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars come in because their child was damaged and or hurt from metals and other, you know, just, I can't understand why they put these things in these vaccinations. They didn't a long time ago. But anyway, if they put something in there and the government is saying you have to do this, I believe everybody involved should be at that trough liable. If the government is forcing this, the pharmaceutical companies are making this, then there's a lot of hands involved in this. Everybody should be held responsible and liable. It's that simple, right? At least in my mind. Now let's talk a little bit about religion. Everybody's heard Greta Thunberg, and they know that she is this... I mean, she's only so old, right? What is she, 16? Something like that. And so it's not like she's a wise person. She has yet to even obtain a level of age and education to be what we would consider a wise person. So why is it that we are even allowing or even considering thinking about the words that she states? Anyway, so Greta, if you haven't heard, is being called the next Jesus Christ. And if you don't think that the climate wackos are a serious threat, I want you to look at all theocracies. There is Mohammedan or Islam. Look at how they go fanatic in demanding the compliance to the Sharia law and everything else wherever they go. They want to set up caliphates. If you don't think that that is an insidious part of society today, theocracies like that, look at climate activists as well. This is a religion. This is just another theocracy of the state coming in and saying, well, we believe that we have to do these things, so you have to surrender your liberties, and we will control everything. We will give you your own transportation to and from wherever it is you want to go, or determine that you don't necessarily need to go there anymore. You're getting everything you need that we believe. In contrast to others, you're better off than others. But that's how it goes. That's what happens when you allow theocracies to get set up. America we have this concept of freedom of religion. It's not within the Constitution. We are protected from government establishing a religion. And here is just like, as I have asserted, they have created a national secular church. Well, another part, or it may be a different competing church out there to get people on board with the statism, is climatology. And I'm here to tell you that that is tantamount to establishing a religion. We got to save Mother Earth. We have to be in harmony. What? We have to hold the government within its checks and bounds of the Constitution. States and the federal government need to be held accountable. We are constitutional republics, not theocracies, not democracies, and so forth. So anyway, this Swedish climatologist, Greta Thunberg, who's gained notoriety, is now going to Denver and going to be supporting climatology. Why is she even here? I don't know. I guess, if they deported her or took away her ability to just travel. Actually, I hope she's traveling with her parents, because her parents should be actually pulled out and berated and, told, how about doing your job in raising your children? This is what happens when we allow the state full access and children to raise themselves. Now, let's talk about something else that is another hypocrisy that we see in the news, and everybody talks about this. As a matter of fact, before I depart the climatology, I'll give you hypocrisy. If it is illegal for a person, and I've said this before in previous episodes, if it is illegal for a person to yell fire in a theater for public, safety purposes, then politicians should not be allowed to use any type of religious cants or any type of prophesying that, the world is going to end. If they go down that path, like I said yesterday, we need to hold them accountable to the fullest extent. If all of a sudden they have, like Gore needs to be behind bars for making the assertions that he made. As a public servant, he should not be trying to incite panic and fear and those types of things. We should be protected from politicians who use that type of behavior to gain votes. Anyway, let's move into this whole leftist and the banning of guns. We know that the progressive Democrats do not want to list gangs and other radical leftist members like Antifa and so forth to be on the list of banning them from possessing guns as, you know, terrorist organizations and so forth. With that being said, G. Edward Griffin has identified and reported that the Democrats have introduced the Disarm Hate Act that would use hate crime laws to curb gun ownership. The measure would prohibit people convicted of certain hate crime misdemeanors from possessing a gun. Currently, federal law bars only those convicted of more serious felony offenses from having guns. So, remember I talked about hate crimes and hate misdemeanors and so forth. You do realize that the only crime that is considered a hate crime is anybody that happens to be white or male and it, you know, happens to utter or make an assertion that these people are wrong. Oh, well, that you're just spewing hate. You're a racist. People, we are being set up. And even though laws like this, you know, oh, it's going to get stopped. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember Hillary Care? Do you remember that? Oh, well, we stopped that, right? Look over your shoulder. Nationalized healthcare is alive and well and embedded in government today. Do not think that these things, just because they get stopped here, there, and at the next little, you know, roadblock ahead, we'll stop it. Okay, that we got that taken care of. They're not done. And this will continue and continue and continue. The only thing that gets them into compliance is Republic Review. We have to audit that Constitution. We have to hold them accountable and make them compliant. If they want to be our public servants, they must comply to our Constitution. When people recognize, if we get Republic Review going forward, if this actually happens, people will recognize that this is the one thing, just like the Constitutional Convention, the ratification debates, this will be the one epoch of changing the direction of the future of the world. Because as America turns, so goes the world. And I believe that what will end up happening is we will find that the globalists, we will break away. If we go down this path, we will break away from the globalists. And over time, and it probably won't take too long, because if you look at the time and the age we're living, it won't be that long. And the rest of the world will be able to bask, those who survive will be able to bask in the liberties of this hybrid constitutional republic that we have been endowed with by our Creator, by the divine hand of providence. The divine hand of providence knew 200 plus years ago that we would be facing so many violations to our compact, and gave it to us in that form to where we can actually take it back and obtain compliance without having to fight a revolution. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic Review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. www.takeactionpodcast.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.